Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. It's another beautiful day with Omenasa. You are tuned in to The Ring with Omenasa. This is a show where I encourage you and I remind you that you are a fighter in the ring of life, and I know that you will win. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to The Ring. Omenasa here. You are tuned into the radio show of The Ring. We have the TV segment called The Ring, and we also have the podcast segment. We are expanding. If you own a TV station or you know a TV station, please, please, please have them contact me so we can syndicate my TV show on their station. God bless you so much today for listening. Today I have with me a very, very amazing guest. She is an amazing guest, and her name is Adaramoke Martins. And our topic today is on grief. She just lost her mother. This amazing handmaiden of God is a singer and a teacher. She has been a blessing to so many. She was her father's caregiver till he died. And just a few weeks ago, her mother died. She is here to share with us the lessons that she has been exposed to in this very trying season. She knows that tomorrow will be brighter. And that's just what I love about her. She just takes everything in stride. She is a woman who loves God, and she uses her talent to glorify God. She's a wife. She's a mom of two. She's a teacher. She's a musician. She's a motivational speaker. She portrays this by emphasizing on affirmations. And she always says, what you keep saying, you keep seeing. So we are just going to wait for her to come on the show. And she will be here in a few minutes, but I hope that you guys are doing okay. Please follow me on Instagram at Lady Omenasa. Follow me on Instagram at Lady Omenasa. And it's just going to be awesome. Like, just continue to follow me on social media. And WhatsApp is +1 917-349-7226. And hey, if you are not yet a member of GSFE, please become a member of GSFE. That's Global Society for Female Entrepreneurs, or for female executives. Basically, everything that we do, our headquarters is in California, and all we do is to encourage women to ask. You ask for anything, and you receive. Basically, we just help women. We support women. So this is not a business. It's nothing like that. Just ask for anything you want. If you want a phone number, if you want a connection, if you want to speak at a TED Talk, if you want to act a movie, whatever, we will hook you up. That's what we are about. And then you could also join Pearls and Pauls International. We are an organization for women healing. We have ran the organization for 11 years, and we hold monthly support groups. And we are just very, very passionate about getting people healed emotionally. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, I know that a lot of people are hurting, you know, and like I said, my guest today, she's a very, very strong woman. I've happened to know her for years, for just so many years. And something that I love about her is that she's very consistent. She always has a smile on her face, regardless of whatever she's going through. And so I would really, really love for you to meet her today, especially in this very dark season in her life, just her being able to share her story, losing a dad and then not losing a mom, but now she is a mom. And I would really love her perspective on how she's dealing with things. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Adaramoke Martins. Hi, sis. How are you?
I am good. And how are you doing?
Awesome. It's so good to hear your voice.
Same here.
Awesome. So I've already read, and I've told them all the amazing things about you. And my condolences. I know that this is a trying time. But you are a very, very strong woman, and God is going to see you through this season. I just wanted you to share with everybody what your lessons have been thus far, you know, like just being where you are. Just go ahead and share with us, please.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Adiroma K. Martin. And recently, that was in the month of January, I lost my mom. And no one expected it because she was 72 and she was extremely healthy. And she went to the gym as usual. She always goes to the gym. She was that healthy and she was, you know, very health conscious and all of that. And, you know, she went to the sauna. When she went to the gym, she went to the sauna and then she, you know, collapsed. And that was when someone saw her and, you know, they started the CPR, you know, before, you know, they rushed her to the hospital. And after they rushed her to the hospital, they realized that she had COVID. But this is my mom who had taken her first dose, her second dose, and she had taken a booster. So where the COVID came from, we do not know. But anyways, COVID is everywhere. So she was rushed to the hospital. And, you know, when the person who saw the at first tried to, because they said her heart had stopped and she was literally gone. But when they did the CPR, she came back. But this was the thing. When she got to the hospital, my mom's brain was literally, you know, everything was dead, you know, and they tried everything to see how they could bring her back, you know. She was in the hospital for 3 weeks before she passed. The only thing that was, you know, functional in her brain was the part of her brain that was helping her to breathe, but she could not even breathe on her own. They had to put a ventilator on her and all of that. And, you know, it was a shock to all of us because this was the woman that said, I'm going to live 100 years, you know, and all of that. I must see my children's children. So nobody, it was not even in the radar that something like this will happen, but it happened. And we kept praying and we kept praying and we were like, God, please show mercy. Just let her come back, you know, and all of that. But from the whole thing, it's like God was saying, this time it's time for her to come home and all of that. And we had time to pray with her, talk to her, you know, just share the times we had with her and all of that. And then 3 weeks later, the doctors came in and they checked her. And they were like, they just concluded and said she was brain dead. And they were going to have to take the ventilator off and all of that. So let's see if she can breathe on her own and fight for life. But apparently when they took it off, the numbers started dropping. And that was how mom slept in her sleep. Like she passed on she passed on from there. And her death taught me a lot of things. My dad died 9 years ago, but he had been having, you know, battling diabetes and high blood pressure and all of that. So when he was rushed to the hospital, it was really not strange because he had been battling with, you know, the illness and all of that. But my mom, she was fine. She was healthy, nothing. But one thing I learned from her, we were very close to my mom. One thing I learned from her is that whoever is your loved one, try as much as possible, you know, to be with them, to love on them, to give them all the love they need, because you may see them today and tomorrow you will not see them. Now, one of the things why I said this is because she had always said she wanted something that, you know, she wanted me to get for her. And I was like, I think I'll get this for Christmas. And I knew she would be on top of the world. So we got the gift and all of that. But guess what? She had the accident and all of that on the 23rd. And Christmas was on the 25th. So eventually the gift that was supposed to be given to her, she didn't see it, or there was no opportunity to give that to her. And that's why I'm saying whoever is a loved one, make sure, don't even let a minute pass, pick up the, give them a call, get them presents, get them those things that they want, because you never know. We don't pray for anyone to just, you know, go, but things happen, life happens, you know. And, you know, that was one of the things I learned from her story. Another thing I learned from her is that she was a woman of prayer. Like, we are where we are as children because of a woman who stood, you know, at the back with her knees on the floor praying for her children, her grandchildren, even her great-grandchildren through her fourth generation. And I'm standing here today because of how great God has used her to be a blessing to my life and to my siblings. And that's one of the things I learned. So for me, when it comes to friends, family, I make sure, okay, I need to give this person a call. I need to check on this one. I need to do this. I need to do that, because you never know. You never know. So I'm grateful to God that she is singing with the angels. That is what she has always wanted to do when she gets to heaven. And I'm glad that she's where she has always wanted to be. And I thank God for my siblings and our families. Everyone is standing strong, and God is helping us as the day goes by.
Wow, that is so powerful. There's so much strength behind your voice. And can you please share with us where your strength comes from?
For me, my strength comes from God, because the Bible says I can do all things. It didn't say some things, but it says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So where my strength comes from, it's from God, because he's the reason that I'm alive today. He's the reason I'm standing here. He's the reason I'm even on this call. So I am forever grateful to God for his strength on a daily basis, you know, and how he has given me the ability to stay strong, even in the midst of all the crisis and all the things that has happened in my family. I know God still gives me strength to move on, you know, and, you know, press on.
How does one cultivate a relationship with God? Because you kind of have to be in a relationship to gain the benefits of the relationship. How does one get into a relationship with him?
Okay, for me, I would say, okay, first of all, you have to do the ABCs of salvation, which is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved, and confess. And confession brings salvation. Now, once the foundation has been taken care of, one of the things, you know, I do, and I still do, is like I talk to God like I'm talking to my parents, because, you know, a lot of people think God is like almighty God, but guess what, as much as he is almighty God, he's also a father. He's a father. And, you know, the way I will talk to my dad and I will speak with him and I want something from him, that is how much God loves us. So for me, talking to God, you know, apart from the basic that one should do, you know, speaking with God, talking to God all the time, because there are some times I'm like, I can't do this on my own. And all I say is, Lord, help me. That's all I say. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And before you know it, I gain strength. I don't really need to put myself in a position where, okay, I have to talk to God now. So, you know, the whole world stops. No. But in my day-to-day activities, if I'm doing something, I can just say a little word, you know, just a little prayer. All I need to do is just speak. And that's what the Bible says. Just open your mouth and speak, and he will feel it. And that is what has helped me, you know, in my journey of life. I speak to God whenever, wherever, you know, and I see God working. Because, and another thing, again, apart from praying, you have to have a relationship with that person. You can't just come from, you know, you maybe, for example, I have a friend and I've not been speaking to that friend for a long time, and then I get in contact with the friend and I'm expecting the friend to do some certain things. It's not possible. You have to have a personal relationship with that person. You know, so that is how I have worked with God. I try to seek counsel from his word. I pray to him. I talk to him like a father speaks to his child, like a child speaks to her father.
Wow. I can actually sense your just how strong your relationship is with God, and that's very, very admirable. How have you been coping with the triggers? Like, do you have any triggers at all?
Yeah, there are times like, okay, after mom passed, you know, they used to say, is it after death depression or something like that? I don't know, but there's a way, I don't know how it's been framed or how it's said, but after mom passed, you know, after a while, you know, I see something that belongs to her and I feel her absence. You know, this is someone I could just pick the phone and call and somebody is literally talking to me at the other line, at the end of the line, but there is nobody to call and I start feeling very depressed and all of that. But one thing I always find solace is she's resting. She's in a better place. What you should do is to strive to get there, you know, so you can see her, you know. So those are the things. And then I have family. We talk to each other. We encourage each other. We speak to each other. Something with me is, and then I speak with my husband too. My husband encourages me because he's the one that is closest to me and knows what I'm going through or at what time, you know, I'm going through that. And he speaks with me and encourages me. And then I go back to God. I'm like, God, I don't like the way I feel today. I miss mom and all of that. And I just feel comfort. I feel comfort. I'm comforted in just praying to God and telling him to help me to walk through, you know, this period, you know, of time.
Wow. Do you go through any physical changes? Like, are you dealing with psychosomatic symptoms, anything that's physical?
No, not really. No, I am fine. The only thing I know during that period, you know, when mom was in the hospital, you know, I lost a lot of weight. I was not eating. I was, you know, but basically, yeah, I was not eating. So I lost some weight. But I don't feel any other symptoms apart from that. But right now I feel much better. You know, and, you know, I'm just like getting back to the groove of, you know, eating healthy and all of that.
Okay, so like you've gained your appetite.
Yes, I gained my appetite.
Okay, and are you sleeping well? Like, do you have any nightmares?
I think maybe once or twice I did. And what I did about that, I prayed about it. And after that, I think I felt much better. You know, yeah, I know I had like, I think once after mommy passed, I had that once. And when I prayed about it, it stopped.
You are just such an amazing person. it's amazing. Just how strong you are.
Thank you.
Would like to share some more with us. We have about 10 minutes, so you don't have to
and
use
then,
all of it.
Yeah, and another thing I find solace is when I sing. Yeah, when life seems like, ooh, I just sing. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to sing back to you. I will sing a song, you know, worship. And it brings me back to knowing that in spite of what we go through, God is still God, you know. And I go back to my source of strength, who is God, and I give him back all the glory. I worship him in my pain. I worship him in the frustration. I worship him in everything because when you do that, he gives you peace, you know. He gives you peace. There's this song that I always sing when I was little, or maybe a teenager. It says, he gives you peace that fills to the brim. He gives you love never ending within. He gives you life eternal that lasts and lasts and lasts. When you feel you cannot make it alone, he stretches out his arm and he leads you on to a place that is safe in his arms.
Can you sing a song for us? Can you just sing?
Okay, I will sing that song.
That's in season.
A song that's in season.
Sorry?
Can you sing a song that's in season, like a song that rhymes with what we're going through right now, like with what you're going through now?
Let me see. Maybe I'll just sing like the one I just talked about. It says, he gives you peace that feels to the brim. He gives me love never ending within. He gives me life eternal that lasts and lasts and lasts. When I feel like cannot make it alone, he'll stretch out his arms and lead me on to a place that is safe in his arms. I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road will be easy, and I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me.
Beautiful. I'm getting comments. Thanks. Somebody just commented now and said, what a lovely voice. Is she on IG? How can we get in touch with you?
Sorry, my handle is Diva Roma Care.
Okay, can you spell that out for our listeners?
Okay, Diva, that's D as in dog, I as in ice cream, V as in van, A as in apple, then Roma Care is R as in road, then O as in orange, M as in monkey, O as in orange, K as in kite, and E as in elephant.
We can tell that you're a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it wasn't what you were saying, but how you said it. That is too funny. You're inflection. That is. To minister to your husband, minister to the congregation, minister mm-hmm. to yourself, and then go teach. My God.
Oh, yeah.
How do you do
yes.
that?
Sorry?
How do you do it?
Whenever I have like a free, not even a free time, but like when I am working, I am either scoring a song, like right now I'm scoring a song for Sunday. And as a mom, you don't just have two hands, you have like literally 10 hands. So I try to just put everything in perspective, take care of the children, you know, run the house, you know, run my job, run the business, run everything. You just have to find a way. But guess what? It's not just, you know, it's not just doing everything at the same time, but step by step. Sort one aspect out, sort the other aspect out. Touch every aspect, your physical, your mental, your career, your family, fitness, finance, touch everything. You know, one step gets you to where you're going.
One step gets you to where you're going.
Yeah.
One step gets you to where you're going. Awesome. Awesome. What are the future plans for Adaramoke?
I'm working on a song that I'll release very soon. I have some business plans. I'm a teacher, so I have a company that works with children who cannot, like, if a child cannot read, just give him to me or give her to me. And I work virtually, so I'm trying to, like, work on the company, on that company. And there are other aspects of the company that we're working on. Like, my husband also has a multimedia company, so we're working on that, you know. So there are lots of things, more songs, more more business plans. The only thing that is no more, except if God says it, no more children.
He is like, never, no more kids, no way. I understand. And you have like two now, right?
I have two beautiful girls.
Okay, so like we're not going to work for a boy, because I know Nigerians love them boys.
My husband said, except Angel Gabriel comes and say, thou, O man of God, you are going to have a boy. But if that doesn't happen, no way.
I know, it's not easy. Like, things have changed. Life has changed.
Yeah.
A lot has changed.
That's why I asked my
mom,
I said, I only have two, and it's like, oh, my God. How did you do with five kids? Because I have four siblings, you know. And she was like, she did it. I'm like, okay, I salute you. You did so much. Hello, I can't hear you.